Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Good morning to you, and welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show on your Tuesday morning, a few minutes after 7 right now. Glad you're with us. 17th day of June. We are chugging along. There's a headline on the networks this morning saying that Congress, Thomas Massey, of all people, is trying to put a bipartisan war powers resolution to stop Donald Trump from getting us involved in a war in Iran. There is a lot of pushback among some of the most conservative people I know, kind of freaking and kind of losing their stuff here, that Donald Trump, the anti-war president, is going to lead us into a physical ground war with Iran. And I think it's all overblown. I don't think they have nearly enough faith in what's happening here. I don't think he's being shaped by other forces. I think Donald Trump will do what he intends to do. And if our ally in Israel needs help, we're going to be there for them. I think that's the commitment we've made. But just so you know, the president was supposedly meeting with his National Security Council this morning as tensions grow in that region, and we're waiting to get any sort of update. We're going to talk to Jonathan Savage, one of the Fox News reporters overseas who's been covering this, coming up before the end of the hour at around 7:45 or so. Good morning to you. Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright are off this week. Scott Jagow has been helping us out with news. And, of course, my friend Drew Young is over here running the board, doing a fantastic job this morning. Thank you, Drew. I did, however, miss that box of Ted Drews you were supposed to bring in this morning.
It would have melted today.
It might have. Yeah, it was muggy in here earlier. Finally starting to cool off just a little bit. All right, so if you were listening last hour, you heard our interview with Rachel Homolak. Rachel is, of course, a local mother. She's been very active in a lot of these library issues, and there's a big meeting out in St. Charles County tonight at the library system where they're talking about adding a sort of a citizen's review panel to look at some of these pornographic books, for lack of a better term, that are in our public libraries available to children all too often. And when you currently complain about it, you're complaining to the same people that made the decision to put them there in the first place. So nothing ever happens. And that could change tonight, and you can hear our interview with her. We'll get it up on the podcast for you, or you can hit rewind on your Odyssey app, and you can listen to it. We talked to her about 6:20, about a little over an hour, not quite an hour ago. So you can get in there and listen to that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Todd Pyro, Jonathan Savage, and Ryan Wiggins will be in the studio just a little bit later talking about the self-deportation plan that Donald Trump put in place and how that's going these days. But right now, Drew, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Remembering our past and working towards a more just future, investing in black is not a criminal act.
The mayor of Chicago, socialist Brandon Johnson, yesterday made it real. He has started down the road of reparations in the state of Illinois, which was always a free state. A state that never had slavery is now looking at giving away cash to victims of slavery.
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal.
That's President Trump talking yesterday about Iran and the fact that they are not winning this conflict, and they need to get back to the table before it's too late.
You 1%ers that only voted for Trump because of money? Guess what? You're going to have to do your own dishes. or clean your own house or mow your own lawn and oh, that wonderful produce.
Oh, my gosh. One of the crazy protesters in L.A. Who seems to forget the fact that the richest donors in America are all Democrats. So go stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Store takeover. It happened in a matter of minutes at the AutoZone on the corner of Century and Hoover here in South L.A. It was just after 4 a.m. when drivers took over the intersection doing donuts, burning rubber, when suddenly dozens of them decided to take over the store.
Yeah, I know when the world is disintegrating and there are riots everywhere and, you know, people burning cars, the first thing I think about is looting an AutoZone. Don't you, Drew? I mean, just think of all the great auto parts you could pick up while you're in there.
Yeah, I was at AutoZone the other day.
I'm just saying. In L.A., they're looting the AutoZones. Now, I guess all of the tennis store shoe stores are empty, so they had to move on to AutoZone looking for things they could destroy. I don't know. There's nothing to see here, folks. There's nothing going on in downtown L.A. that you should be worried about, according to Karen Largemouth Bass, the current mayor of Los Angeles, for sure. All right, love this. Okay, so you remember, this is another great example of why you don't want to mess around with the Mossad. Now, the first great example of that was the pager heist, where they sold pagers to the terrorists, who then strapped them on the side of their body, thinking that would protect them, their communications from Israel. And then they exploded said pagers, wounding and killing a number of these idiots, right? So here's the next one. They're now in a conflict with Iran, and they're bombing Iran. And people are having to go to shelters and all that in Iran. They're trying to flee Tehran. Guess what they did this time? They have now hacked the central bank of Iran. Now, if you want to instill panic in any given number of people, tell them they can't get their hands on any of their money. So the people living in Iran right now, the Bank of Iran has had a cyber attack to prevent people from being able to use whatever money they have in Iran. Imagine the panic that is happening there this morning on top of the fact that Donald Trump has told them to flee from Tehran because the IDF is starting to attack significant targets in the coming 24 hours. That is, I'm getting these news updates from Israel Live News, which is a really good feed if you're looking for information on what's coming out of that situation this morning. All right, coming up, we'll check in with Todd Pyro, find out what he knows about what's going on with the president and his early return from the G7. We've got 2A Tuesday coming up at the bottom of the hour. My friend Phil Balsamo, the training manager out at the Rain St. Louis West, is going to join us. And Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio, who's overseas covering the war there with Iran, is going to be live at about 7:47. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Hey, let's get to our guest, please. You got us there already, ladies and gentlemen. Network Ka-caw. Star, Ka-caw. Pod Tyro.
Ka-caw.
How are you?
But to acknowledge the fact that I am the biggest network star, I want to talk about you with something, though. About something. Can you hear me?
I can. You were fading in and out there for a second, but go ahead. Let's see if we got a good signal. All right.
You guys are obviously having a huge problem with your phones this morning, or are you? Is this all a way of promoting the new Trump phones?
It could be. We've got our first order of those gold phones already in, so when they arrive, we'll be in great shape, don't you think?
Did you hear what I said on air this morning? I don't know if you caught it, but I really do find it funny. Like, the phone color is gold.
It is. It's gold.
No other option. So you go there and be like, you know, can I have it? No. It's gold. It's a gold phone. You either get the gold or you get nothing.
That is absolutely. I guess they are coming out. I did see that press release yesterday. Are they priced like an iPhone? Are we talking $1,000? What
no,
are?
No, here's the deal. They're priced under $500. So you have a lot of people in the phone community being like, financially, we're not sure how they're going to do this because, you know, they're kind of starting it from scratch. And, you'd assume that Apple has figured out a way to, make these things at scale. But apparently Trump's figured it out. At least the Trump boys have. So here we go.
Speaking of Apple, I got a kick out of this because, of course, if you were paying any attention to the riots in L.A., nothing to see there. One thing they looted was the Apple store. But Apple disabled all of their phones that were stolen with their technology, so now none of the phones they stole can be activated. That's hilarious. And thank goodness they did that. Is Todd there? Have we lost Todd? Uh-oh. It looks like we've had some sort of a phone failure. Would that be a safe thing to say? Drew's looking at the phones too. Our phones say something really strange on them right now, and they are not connected to the world. So I don't even know what to say. We have been disconnected from Todd Pyro, who just texted me and said, "What's going on? You disconnected me." Oh boy. I don't know. Watch this. Oh, I was trying to call Todd to get him back on my cell phone, but apparently I'm going straight to voicemail. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Todd Pyro, I've got you on my cell phone because
what is happening?
I don't know. Our phone system just died. I think it's the Iranians.
Oh, they're coming after the Mark Cox Morning Show. I love it.
I know.
The number one target.
So I figured I would just dial you up on my cell phone and get you on here because it looks like the phones have rebooted or something, and maybe it's now working again. I don't know, my friend.
Let's just do this because the people of St. Louis need me. This isn't a joke anymore. This is a weekly fix, and last week I had a private.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Commitment, so the people of St. Louis can't go 2 weeks without me.
This is very true. Now you've been covering all morning this debate over why Donald Trump left the G7 summit. Apparently he's mad at Emmanuel Macron for suggesting that he bailed to work on a ceasefire. He said that's not true. Fake news.
Yeah, you should probably check in with the leader of a free world before you say stuff. I don't know if it's true or not. My gut tells me Macron's probably more right than not, but it's not on you to say stupid things like, especially with something so sensitive as this situation, as with these negotiations. And if Donald Trump is the one who's acting with reticence and with a measure of caution, that should tell you that what you're doing, Emmanuel Macron, is wrong. And you should shut up. But it was a great Truth Social statement. He says it's something much bigger than a ceasefire. So my first question, literally out of the gate to Dr. Rebecca Grant, one of our foreign policy experts, I was like, what could that be? I'm serious. Because what's bigger than a ceasefire at this point? Could it be something a little bit, along the lines of an Abraham Accords? That's not what I was anticipating on Friday when all this stuff went down. But who knows? This is Donald Trump, and always expect the unexpected with him. So we'll be watching. It could be a ceasefire, and Trump's just upset that Macron got out ahead of him. But we'll see.
True, and now we're hearing reports that Pakistan and China are both going to provide more missiles to these nuts in Iran. Did you report that?
Not yet. I haven't. Just because, again, I've been off the air doing some other stuff, but I will look into that. That said, how are they going to get them there?
I don't know. I had a friend who's been stuck in Jerusalem for a few days. He went there on a tour and arrived 2 days before they bombed Iran. So now all commercial air flights have been canceled and everything. I mean, it's a nightmare for anybody who's stuck in Israel, too.
Yeah, it's not easy. We were trying to get a guest, and somehow they got out. So obviously, you know, we're not going to speak with them anymore. But happy that they got out. I mean, our show's not the primary focus at that point. You want the people to get out, and if they are stuck, we would like to speak with them. But happy that they are getting out. But it's not easy. Definitely not easy.
It's a nightmare. Well, Todd, I tell you, I'm sorry we've had to do this in an unorthodox manner this morning, but thank you for your time, my friend.
Sometimes unorthodox is the best. And remember, you can get your Trump phone at True Social. I don't know where
you're That's a great one. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Have a great one.
All right. See you later. Todd Pyro there on my cell phone this morning on the air because my phone system melted down in the middle of an interview. It's been that kind of day. When I said earlier, when your Tuesday feels like a Monday, thank goodness we've got Thursday off. You know what I'm saying, Drew? I mean, we have a holiday on Thursday. So Heidi Harris is going to be filling in for me that morning. I'm going to need a day off by Thursday, I think, at this rate. No doubt about it. Coming up, we'll get to 2A Tuesday. Hopefully the phones are working. We'll get my friend Phil Balsamo from the Rain St. Louis West on here and talk about some of the things you need to be worried about when it comes to training for self-defense coming up here in 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Lots of things going on in the world that make you might worry a bit about your personal security, self-defense. It's what we talk about all the time. If you do not conceal carry, but you are interested in other things like, I don't know, physical training to hand-to-hand combat, things like that, self-defense. They do all of this stuff out at the Range St. Louis West, and I've got Phil Balsamo from the Range on the phone with us this morning. Phil, how are you?
Fantastic, sir. Thank you for asking.
It sounds like you've had your coffee already. I see coffee with at the Range with Phil every morning on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Glad to hear it. So, you know, I have you on today in the middle of all of this stuff going on around the country. We got this tragedy up in Minnesota. People are more concerned than ever with how to take care of themselves, how to handle themselves in different situations. You guys have some of the best training options in the area.
Well, thank you. I think so too. We've got lots of options for people for all sorts of different things. Obviously, one of our big focuses is around firearms, but that's not it. It's just one tool, and we have classes that help you use other tools as well.
The Women's Awareness and Safety Seminar wanted to sign my wife and daughter up for that recently, and it filled up. So when these things are on your webpage and people are looking for those, sometimes you have to look, in some cases, maybe into next month or the month after. But I'm sure people can find one of those before maybe they got a daughter going off to college somewhere.
I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, depending on how you look at it, but our classes do tend to fill up pretty fast. We teach classes pretty much every single day, and it's awesome, the response that we get and the love that we feel from those in our community that want to come out and take this a little bit more seriously and learn all the good stuff.
Yeah. Talk about the defensive handgun classes. You've got three different levels of that.
Sure. Yeah, so in the defensive handgun classes, we're teaching you, that's what we consider our entry into our upper level classes, and we're teaching you things like drawing from a holster, fixing malfunctions quickly, different types of magazine changes, when to do it and how to do it, shooting from cover, moving and shooting. You get all that stuff as you progress through those classes.
People just don't realize the stress that's on you in a real life situation. And if you haven't practiced it at all or trained for it, there's no way you can be as prepared as you should be.
Absolutely not. Yeah. There's a lot of people that think they know what they're doing and are safe, competent gun handlers. But then when we put a little bit of stress on them and we change something out of the norm for them, things fall apart a little bit, and that's where the learning begins.
They invited me out to the Range one time to take part in one of their IDP PA shoots. That's where you kind of they time you and you move and you shoot at different targets, and you had to run down the range to a barrel and then pick your gun up and then shoot. And before I got to the barrel, my feet slipped out from under me, and I fell flat on my butt. And I remember how embarrassing that was. But it's just another example of things are going to happen that you don't expect, and you've got to be able to recover from that.
For sure, yeah. And that's part of what all those types of things are for, is to help you understand that.
Well, if you go to therangestl.com, you can find the drop-down thing for the training, all the classes they have coming up. If you're a member, you get discounts on all those classes, which I think is fantastic. And Phil, right now there's a deal going on, and listeners to my show can get this exclusively. You guys are giving away 5,000 rounds of 9mm, right?
Yeah, 5,000 rounds of 9mm. Yeah, so it's just for your listeners, therangestl.com/ammo, and you can enter, and we're going to draw five names. Each one of those people are going to win 1,000 rounds of 9mm. It's pretty awesome, honestly.
It really is awesome. Five different winners. You can't win if you don't enter. You're not required to purchase anything. Just go to therangestl.com/ammo. If you go to just to the website, you're not going to find this drop down. You have to have been listening to this show, therangestl.com/ammo. And right at the bottom of that page, you can enter for the drawing. And unfortunately, I'm not eligible because I'm looking at it right now.
Me either.
But they're going to draw on July 1st, and then we'll have the names. We'll announce the winners for you by first name only. We won't out you for having a new 1,000 rounds of ammo in your house.
For
That's
sure.
great. Let's talk about the blood drive, because I love how the fact that the range, you guys are always trying to give back to the community through food drives and blood drives. Today you've got a truck parking in the parking lot out there, right?
Yep. Yeah. From 10 to 1 today, you can come out and donate blood. And as everybody should know, this is an important thing. And a lot of people think, well, you know, if I don't do it, somebody else will. But just come do it. Come down, hang out with us, donate some blood, do a good thing for the community. You can get signed up ahead of time. That helps. But you can also just walk in.
Oh, nice. So when your donors are going to get a free lane pass for the range, good at any time during the week, Monday through Friday, you can go in. And again, the blood drive is from 10 to 2 today at the range out there at 14803 Manchester Road in Baldwin. Impact Life is going to be taking care of that. If you want to book an appointment, like I've got one set for 11, I'll be out there today at 11. It's therangestl.com/giveblood, and you can actually make an appointment to go out there and get it done. Phil, appreciate what you do, my friend. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Mark. You do the same.
Yep, we'll talk soon. Phil Balsamo there, training manager at the Range St. Louis West, and always great to get him on the phone down here. And you've got to be ready, folks. And they've got a great way for you to do that at the Range St. Louis West. Go on and put your name in for that ammo giveaway, honestly. 5,000 rounds. Five different winners get 1,000 rounds each. TheRangeSTL.com/ammo. Sign up today. We'll be back in just a minute.
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days. And on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal. And it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
And what would you say, in your opinion, what would it take for the U.S. to get involved in this conflict militarily?
I don't want to talk about that.
That's obviously President Trump there speaking out about what's going on with the negotiation. Things seem to have ramped up again overnight. We've got Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio on the phone with us right now. And Jonathan, what is the very latest in Iran and Israel this morning?
Yes, the latest from Iran there's an explosion being heard in central Tehran, a loud explosion, and the black smoke is rising over the city. Now, Israel has claimed aerial superiority over the capital city of Iran. They say they've taken out Iran's air defenses and they're pretty much able to come and go as they please and conduct these strikes which are happening not just on Iran's capital city, but at military, nuclear, and other sites right across the country. Now, Iran has struck back at Israel. They've been able to land some blows with their drone and missile strikes overnight. We have an update from Israel's health ministry, which says 154 injured people were taken to Israeli hospitals last night and this morning, although none of them are in life-threatening condition.
Wow. That is, you know, when you've lost your ability to protect your airspace, that's got to not be a good omen. What are their options here? I read one report this morning that maybe Pakistan or China was sending them missiles. Have you heard any reporting on that?
Their options are absolutely limited right now. Allies in the region will probably be reluctant to get involved, just in case the United States increases its own involvement in this. Now, of course, the United States has not taken part in these attacks against Iran. Their military posture in the region, we're told, is defensive. But there is growing speculation that the U.S. may assist Israel in some form, perhaps with providing the kind of heavy bunker-busting bombs that may be needed in order to tackle some of Iran's underground nuclear facilities. Of course, that is just speculation. President Trump has not confirmed that is on the cards. You heard him there ask what it would take to get the U.S. involved, and all he said was he didn't want to talk about that, rather than saying there's no chance we'll ever be involved, period. That wasn't his point of view, and perhaps we're reading too much into that.
Yeah, Jonathan Savage, our guest right now. I heard Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, say that more assets are being moved into the region. Do we have any more details on what that means? Is it another carrier group? What do we know?
Yeah, the Nimitz Carrier Strike Group has been transferred to the CENTCOM, U.S. Central Command Area of Responsibility. In other words, it's being moved to the region. In Eastern Mediterranean, I think, is where that is headed to. We're told that's in support of U.S. national security objectives and to sustain the defensive posture and safeguard American personnel. They are underlining that at the moment, American forces are maintaining a defensive posture that hasn't changed, and their focus is on protecting American troops and interests.
Yeah, I don't know if I missed it or not, but do we have casualty totals yet, or new numbers this morning from Israel?
Not from Israel. There's still 24 dead as a result of the Iranian strikes. It doesn't appear as though there are any more casualties in Israel beyond those who were taken to hospital. We don't have new numbers either yet from Iran. The last was yesterday at 224, although some people who analyze the situation, especially human rights groups with a focus on Iran, say that they understand the casualty total there is much higher than 224.
Wow. Jonathan Savage, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.
Yes, good to get him on here this morning. Wanted to try to get you an update. A lot of nervous people in the U.S. right now. A lot of them are people like Tucker Carlson, who said yesterday with Steve Bannon that he thinks Donald Trump is going to lose his MAGA base if he makes the mistake of getting the U.S. in a ground war with Iran or getting more involved in all of this. I don't think that's what's happening, but I do think the president believes in peace through strength, and I think you're seeing a little bit of a flex over there in the Middle East. If Iran can't handle Israel, they don't want any part of us. So maybe that's the message that we're sending today. Coming up, we're going to talk to the folks from Parents Defending Education, and we're going to talk about a school district that spent $9 million on equitable grading. Is that coming to your district soon?
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.